Heavenly Father, the God who sits high and looks low, I come before you today on behalf of every family represented by the sound of my voice. I come standing in the gap, not for one, not for two, but for generations. O Lord, these are your people. These are their households. They belong to you. Their names are written in your book. Their bloodlines are known by your spirit. Cover them, Lord. Protect their families from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Let every child born into that home carry the mark of divine favor. Let every spouse be wrapped in your peace. Let every room in their house echo with the presence of God. Cover them, Lord. I lift up every mother right now, the one holding the family together with prayers and tears, the one who works without recognition, without rest. Father, let her strength not fail her. Let her mind not break. Let her body be renewed. Cover them, Lord. I call out for every father. Oh God, the provider, the protector, the one fighting silent battles. So many are tired, overwhelmed, feeling like they are not enough. God, hold them up. Whisper strength into their ears today. Let them not give up. Let them not walk away. Cover them, Lord. I cry out for the children. Oh, Lord, those who are innocent, those who are vulnerable, those who are targeted by the enemy, protect them from harm, from confusion, from abuse, from predators, from peer pressure. Place angels on their left and right. Let no evil hand touch them. Let no sickness overtake them. Let no wickedness swallow them. Cover them, Lord. Father, I lift up every single mother raising a family with one income and two hands. She cries in silence, but you hear her, Lord. Be her strength, be her partner, be her comforter, be her shield. Multiply what she has. Stretch her resources. Bless her children with wisdom and compassion. Cover them, Lord. And Father, the single fathers too, Lord. They are few, but they are carrying double loads. May they not break under the pressure. May their children see the sacrifice and honor them. May you give them wisdom, direction, and supernatural peace. Cover them, Lord, O God. Families today are under attack. The devil wants to divide them and destroy them, distract them. But I call on the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost to surround every household right now. Let confusion not enter their homes. Let division not tear them apart. Let unforgiveness not poison their hearts. Cover them, Lord. Bless the homes where there is love. Strengthen the homes where there is tension. Heal the homes where there is hurt. Restore the homes that have been broken. Let no child sleep on the street. Let no spouse live in fear. Let no family go another day without divine covering. Cover them, Lord. Even the ones who don't pray, Lord, even those who have wandered. Remember the prayers of the grandmother, the fasting of the auntie, the tears of the mother. The faith of the Father, and pour protection over that family because of the legacy of prayer. Cover them, Lord. I cry out for the siblings, the brothers and sisters under one roof or across the world. Heal the broken relationships, Lord. Bring unity where there's jealousy. Bring love where there's silence. Protect them from sibling rivalry, from bitterness, from resentment. Let their bloodline not be a battleground. Let it be a bond. Cover them, Lord. Father, I lift up the grandparents. The ones who are raising children again in their old age, give them strength, give them joy. Let their final years be filled with peace, not pain, and protect every seed that came from their womb. Cover them, Lord. I speak to the family where arguments break out daily. O Lord, step into that house. Let every spirit of anger be silenced. Let every wall of bitterness come down. Teach them to forgive. Teach them to speak life. Let their home become a sanctuary, not a battlefield. Cover them, Lord. God, I cover the family with unemployed parents. They are wondering where the next meal will come from, worried how they'll pay rent, trying not to let the children see the stress. Father, open doors, send help, send favor, give them peace in the waiting and a breakthrough in the morning. Cover them, Lord. I call out for the families in war-torn areas, families in poverty, families torn by addiction, families bound by curses. Break the chains, O Lord, bring deliverance to the bloodline. Let the curse end with them and the blessing begin with them. Cover them, Lord. God of mercy, visit every hospital bed right now where a family member is fighting to live, where a child is holding their parent's hand, where a spouse is praying beside a machine. Lord, bring healing, bring comfort. Let angels stand guard in every hospital room. Cover them, Lord. I pray for the family members who've gone astray, the child in rebellion, the relative in addiction, the loved one lost to the streets. Bring them back, God. Don't let them die in the wilderness. Don't let the devil keep them. Pull them back by your spirit. Return them to their right mind. Cover them, Lord. Every phone call today, let it not be bad news. Every knock on the door, let it not be tragedy. Let the homes of your children be protected by the blood of Jesus and sealed with peace. Cover them, Lord. Even when the house is quiet, let your voice speak. Even when the family feels distant, let your spirit connect them. Even when the bills are piling, let your provision overflow. You are the God who fed Elijah with ravens. Feed your families today. Cover them, Lord. Father, the enemy wants to touch the children, but he will fail. He wants to twist their identity, confuse their purpose, steal their joy, but he will fail because we place our families in your hands and there is no safer place. Cover them, Lord. Lord, you are the pillar that holds up every household. When the world shakes, you remain unshaken. When finances collapse, you remain Jehovah Jireh. When the doctors give up, you remain the great physician. I lift up these families before you today because they are under pressure, under fire, under spiritual attack. But you, O Lord, are a strong tower. Be the roof over their heads. Be the foundation beneath their feet. Be the walls that keep the storm out. Cover them, Lord, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over every bedroom, every kitchen, every hallway, and every doorpost. Let no unclean spirit dwell where your people rest. Let no demonic whisper linger in the atmosphere. Let every window be sealed with your presence. Cover them, Lord. I pray for the families whose laughter has faded, who used to dance in the living room but now avoid each other in silence. Oh God, breathe life into that house again. Let joy return. Let connection be restored. Turn the cold house into a warm home again. Cover them, Lord, I cry out, for families grieving the loss of a loved one. Father, wrap them in comfort only heaven can provide. Let their pillow not be soaked in sorrow tonight. Let their hearts not shatter with memories they can't relive. Be their peace, be their strength, be their arms to lean on. Cover them, Lord. Lord, protect marriages. Protect husbands and wives from the spirit of separation. Let selfishness, betrayal, and temptation be burned by fire before they ever enter the door. Give them grace to forgive, courage to fight for love, and hearts that turn toward one another. Cover them, Lord. I speak against the spirit of divorce. The voice that says it's easier to walk away, God, silence that voice. Let your spirit speak louder. Remind them of their vows, of their beginning, of the reason they held hands at the altar. Cover them, Lord. Let no outside voice destroy what you joined. Let no secret affair collapse what you covered. Let no bitterness turn sweet waters bitter. Restore what's broken and renew what's dry. Cover them, Lord. Father, I pray for step families and blended homes. So much tension, so many wounds, so many unspoken fears. Let your spirit of harmony sweep through those houses. Let love flow in places where there's confusion. Let hearts open, even if bloodlines don't match. Because in your kingdom, we are one family. Cover them, Lord. I cry for the family with secrets. Oh God, you know what they've hidden, what they carry in silence. Expose what needs healing. Cleanse what needs washing. Let no root of shame take hold. Let there be light in every dark corner. Cover them, Lord. Father, some families are carrying generational pain, cycles of addiction, anger, poverty, and abuse. Today, I break it in the name of Jesus. Let this be the generation that walks in freedom. Let them be the ones that say, it ends with me. Cover them, Lord. Protect their generational blessings, O Lord. Let no thief steal their inheritance. Let no lie cheat them out of your promises. Let the legacy of faith be passed from heart to heart, from parent to child, like a holy baton. Cover them, Lord. I pray for the new parents, overwhelmed by responsibility, trying to figure out how to raise a child in a broken world. Give them rest, Lord. Give them wisdom. Give them patience. And let their children rise up and call them blessed. Cover them, Lord. I pray for the teenagers, those in battle between identity and influence. The world is loud. The pressure is heavy. But let your voice be louder. Let them know they are chosen. Yea, they are seen. They are loved. Protect them from drugs, from bad company, from spiritual confusion. Cover them, Lord. I lift up the elderly in the family, O God. Let them not be forgotten. Let them not sit in loneliness. Honor their prayers. Honor their wisdom. Honor their years. Let the young listen to them and the family rise up to cherish them. Cover them, Lord. I cry out for families waiting on a miracle, waiting on healing, on salvation, on a prodigal child's return. Lord, do it. Move swiftly. Show yourself mighty. Let this be the day the door swings open and the breakthrough walks in. Cover them, Lord. Even the pets in that house, let them bring peace, not harm. Let even the dog bark when danger approaches. Let even the cat sense what's off. You are the God of creation. Let every creature in the home serve as a guardian. Cover them, Lord. Let no stranger walk in with a hidden agenda. Let no friend turn into a foe inside their walls. Let no celebration be followed by sudden sorrow. Let no trip turn into a tragedy. Cover them, Lord. When they sleep tonight, let your angels patrol the perimeter. Let no nightmare disturb their rest. Let no spiritual thief pass the bloodline barrier. Let their dreams be full of peace, revelation, and rest. Cover them, Lord. O Lord, even the arguments that begin with small misunderstandings, quench them before they become fires. Let husbands and wives talk to each other with kindness. Let children speak with honor. Let parents discipline with wisdom. Let no spirit of rebellion, pride, or insult find a home in their conversations. Let every voice in that house echo your peace. Let the family become known as one that is protected, united, and drenched in divine love. Cover them, Lord God. Sometimes the biggest attacks are the silent ones, the wounds we don't see, the broken trust, the unmet expectations. So today, Father, I ask for healing from the invisible pains. Heal the childhood trauma that lives in the parents. Heal the silent fears living in the children. Heal the disappointments hiding in the marriage bed. Cover them, Lord. Protect them from the spirit of comparison. Let them not look at other families and grow bitter. Let them not measure themselves by social media posts. Let them find joy in who you've made them to be, unique, growing, loved, and destined for more. Cover them, Lord. I pray for the family that just moved to a new place, new school, new neighbors, new routines. Let anxiety not overwhelm them. Let every door they walk through be a door of peace. Surround them with the right people. Let new friendships be divine appointments. Cover them, Lord, Father. For the family with someone in prison, comfort the mothers crying behind closed doors. Encourage the children who miss their fathers. Rebuild what has been torn down. Let rehabilitation be real. Let the broken become whole and protect their hearts from shame. Cover them, Lord. I lift up the family who lost everything in a disaster, a fire, a flood, a storm. The ones rebuilding from scratch, holding onto hope with trembling hands. Be their miracle, Lord. Provide from unexpected places. Restore more than what was lost. Cover them, Lord God. Protect breadwinners from collapsing under pressure, those working long hours with little rest, those keeping a strong face while their hearts break. Provide rest, provide relief, provide reinforcements. Let help rise from unexpected places. Cover them, Lord. I pray for the family where someone is battling addiction. Oh, Father, break that chain today. Don't let addiction be passed to the next generation. Bring healing to the mind, the body, the will. Let the ones struggling find grace instead of guilt, support instead of shame. Cover them, Lord. I call on you for families blessed with abundance. Let pride not grow in their plenty. Let greed not poison their hearts. Let them be generous, compassionate, and aware of those in lack. Make them vessels of blessing, givers, not hoarders. Cover them, Lord. Lord, for the families that eat together, let laughter fill the table. For those who eat in silence, bring joy back to the room. Let shared meals be holy moments. Let dining tables become altars of love, healing, and connection. Cover them, Lord. I lift up foster families, adoptive parents, and guardians. You see the sacrifices, the love given to children not born from them. Bless them abundantly. Let those children feel secure, accepted, and cherished. Let heaven honor their obedience. Cover them, Lord. I cry out for families living in hostile environments, where the community is unsafe, where bullets fly, where children walk past danger daily. God, be a wall of fire around them. Let no evil cross the threshold. Let their homes become safe zones, wrapped in your protection. Cover them, Lord. For the families who serve others, pastors, caregivers, nurses, volunteers, and sometimes they pour until they're empty. Lord, fill their cups again. Let them not forget their own families as they help others. Let them find balance, rest, and joy in their homes. Cover them, Lord. For long-distance families separated by travel, migration, or military service, keep their love alive, Lord. Let the distance not turn into detachment. Let communication stay strong. Protect the bond even when the bodies are far apart. Cover them, Lord. I lift up families in court battles, fighting for custody, struggling through separation, waiting on legal outcomes. Lord, be their advocate. Bring justice. Bring truth to light. Let no child become a pawn. Let no bitterness guide decisions. Cover them, Lord. And God, for the family with unspoken issues, the ones who can't tell anybody, the ones who smile outside but are breaking inside, let today be the day of divine interruption. Send healing in the silence. Send angels to whisper peace. Cover them, Lord. Protect their technology, O Lord. Let what enters their home through screens be pure. protect their children from online predators, shield their minds from lies dressed as entertainment. Let every phone, tablet, TV, and laptop come under Holy Spirit supervision. Cover them, Lord. Even as they run errands, go to appointments, walk their dog, let no freak accident occur. Let every step be ordered. Let every car be safe. Let every move be wrapped in grace. Cover them, Lord. And Lord, tonight, when the day winds down, when everyone is behind closed doors, let your Spirit hover over every roof like a soft cloud of glory. Let sleep come easy. Let dreams be pure. Let hearts be still. Let them rest under heaven's watch. Cover them, Lord. Father, I come again, still standing in the gap, still crying out for every family, because the need has not ended, and neither has your mercy. Lord, be the counselor in their confusion, the peace in their panic, the calm in their storm. Let no member of their household feel forgotten. Let no sibling feel unloved. Let no parent feel like a failure. Let your Holy Spirit wrap around their walls like an invisible force field. Cover them, Lord. God, protect their future plans, the dreams they whisper to each other before bed, the goals they write on vision boards and pray over during dinner. Let those plans align with your will and be guarded from delay, denial, or destruction. Cover them, Lord. I lift up the families that have started family businesses, Father. Bless the work of their hands. Let unity guide their decisions, not greed. Let success not divide them. Let every financial agreement be honest and blessed. Cover them, Lord. For the families building homes, physical houses, or spiritual ones, let the foundation be strong in you. May no storm tear down what they are working to build. May their house not just have walls, but be filled with your presence and protection. Cover them, Lord. I cry for the family that feels stuck in the same routines, the same location, the same heartbreak. Give them movement, oh God. Show them the next step, even if it's small. Let this be the year of divine transitions. Cover them, Lord. Father, be the mediator when words are misunderstood. Be the translator when emotions are lost in silence. Be the reconciler when hearts are drifting apart. Let nothing be left unsaid between family members that love one another. Cover them, Lord. I lift up families that speak different languages of love. The parent who shows love through provision, the child who wants affection instead. Lord, help them understand each other. Let every member feel truly seen and deeply known. Cover them, Lord. Oh God, the family that's been hurt by the church, wounded by leadership, pushed out by judgment. Heal their trust, Lord. Don't let one bad experience pull them from you. Bring them back to the fold. Show them that you are not the pain they felt. Cover them, Lord. I cry out for families living in shelters, on couches, in motels. They're not in the streets, but they're not settled either. Lord, give them a place to call home. Bless them with more than survival. Give them stability. You are the God of Exodus. Move them out and move them in. Cover them, Lord. I intercede for the quiet caregivers in the family, the sister who's always checking in, the uncle who pays bills in silence, the grandparent raising children again. Strengthen their shoulders. Remind them they are not invisible. Let honor return to their name. Cover them, Lord. Lord, even the family WhatsApp groups, let them be covered. Let there be no drama, no offense, no gossip. Let encouragement fill every chat. Let the digital space carry your peace. Yes, Lord, even the texts need protection. Cover them, Lord. I cry for newlyweds. So much pressure, so many expectations. Let love stay new. Let them learn grace. Let them choose kindness over pride. Wrap their first year in supernatural unity. Cover them, Lord. And I pray for the long married couples. Keep the fire burning, O God. Don't let familiarity become neglect. Let passion return. Let their story become a testimony for the younger ones. Cover them, Lord. I lift up the children raised in blended faith homes, where one parent serves you and the other does not. Let confusion not rule their hearts. Let your truth be louder than contradiction. Raise up a generation that chooses you wholeheartedly. Cover them, Lord. Father, I pray for family reunions, whether at weddings or funerals, in backyards or airports. Let there be healing in every hug. Let long-held grudges fall like walls of Jericho. Let generational divides be mended in love. Cover them, Lord. For families that haven't spoken in years, send the first message. Prompt the first phone call. Let forgiveness flow like oil, unexpected, unstoppable, undeniable. Cover them, Lord. I cry out for the youngest child, often the one overlooked, and for the eldest child, often the one overburdened. Balance the load. Distribute grace. Let every child know they are more than a role. They are a gift. Cover them, Lord, O Father. Protect the hearts of parents when their children make mistakes. Let shame not take root. Let disappointment not turn into distance. Let them guide with truth, but love with tenderness. Cover them, Lord, I pray for the in-laws. O God, let them be sources of peace, not pressure. Let the merging of families be a weaving, not a war. Give wisdom to navigate boundaries with love. Cover them, Lord. Let step-parents know their love matters. Let adopted children know they are chosen. Let cousins become as close as siblings. Let the family tree bloom in all directions. Cover them, Lord. Even in funerals, God, let unity rise. Let pain not pull them apart. Let memories bring peace, not bitterness. Let mourning be sacred and healing begin in shared tears. Cover them, Lord. And in celebrations, birthdays, graduations, weddings, let joy not be interrupted. Let no announcement carry sorrow. Let no visitor bring conflict. Let good moments be protected from sabotage. Cover them, Lord, this day, this very moment. Put a wall of fire around every family I'm praying for. Let no darkness cross the threshold. Let no misfortune find them. Let no whisper of death succeed. Because I declare again and again and again, cover them, Lord, cover them, Lord, cover them, Lord. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I cry out once more for the families under my voice. Let no demonic cycle recycle itself in their homes. Let what destroyed their grandparents be broken at the root today. Let what hindered their parents end now in the name of Jesus. Give them a new legacy, a holy legacy. Raise up sons and daughters who break curses and walk boldly in purpose. Cover them, Lord. Let no spirit of alcoholism pass through another generation. Let no spirit of violence claim another child. Let no seed of poverty survive the soil of their destiny. Oh Lord, chop it down, burn it out, cast it far. Cover them, Lord. Father, I cry out for the first generation curse breakers, those who are walking roads no one else in their bloodline dared to walk. They are tired, they are misunderstood, but they are faithful. Give them strength to keep going. Let them not grow weary in well-doing. Let them see the fruit of their obedience. Cover them, Lord. I lift up the families battling mental health challenges, where depression has moved in like a silent guest, where anxiety robs peace in the night, where trauma whispers lies into young minds. O God, arise and fight for their sanity. Bring balance to their brains, calm to their chemistry, peace to their atmosphere. Cover them, Lord. Let joy return where laughter left. Let quiet moments be holy, not heavy. Let bedrooms become sanctuaries, not battlefields. Let the voice of the Holy Spirit speak louder than the voice of the enemy. Cover them, Lord. God, I speak over every family altar, the place where they gather to pray, to worship, to cry before you. If it's broken, rebuild it. If it's cold, rekindle it. Let the children see their parents on their knees. Let the sound of prayer never die in that house. Cover them, Lord. I cry out for families who've lost their spiritual hunger. They used to worship freely, but now they sit in silence. They used to fast together, now they feast without you. O Lord, bring revival to their bones. Let the Holy Ghost sweep through that house like a mighty rushing wind. Cover them, Lord. Let worship music fill the kitchen again. Let hands be lifted during laundry. Let the name of Jesus echo through the hallway. Let the children hear your name more than they hear Netflix. Cover them, Lord. Father, I pray for the families with unsettled legal matters. Immigration cases, custody battles, unresolved inheritance. Step in, Lord. Speak through judges and lawyers. Let no lie prosper in that courtroom. Let truth and righteousness reign in their files. Cover them, Lord. I call on you, Lord, for the family who has lost faith. They prayed and it didn't work. They fasted, but the sickness remained. They gave and still lost the job. They are wounded by disappointment. Oh, God, remind them you are still good, still God, still in control. Cover them, Lord. Heal the father who stopped praying. Comfort the mother who cries in silence. Resurrect the faith of the child who no longer believes. Send signs, send dreams, send a word they cannot ignore. Cover them, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over every school their children attend. Let no gunman enter. Let no predator approach. Let no darkness hover over the campus. Assign angels to every desk, every locker, every seat on the school bus. Cover them, Lord, even during field trips. Lord, let there be no accidents. Even in after-school care, let no child be mistreated. Even during online classes, let no confusion steal their understanding. You are the master teacher. Guide their minds. Cover them, Lord. Father, I lift up couples trying to conceive. They've cried, prayed, waited, and believed. They've faced shame, questions, and heartbreak. But Lord, you are the giver of life. Let wombs open and promises be fulfilled. Send divine conception that shocks the doctors. Cover them, Lord. I pray for every family pet. Yes, Lord, even the animals you created. Let dogs protect and not harm. Let cats bring comfort and not stress. Let animals in the home serve their divine purpose. Cover them, Lord. I pray for every neighbor connected to their house. Let no neighbor bring conflict or curses. Let there be peace on their street, favor in their building, divine order in their compound. Cover them, Lord. Let garbage collectors be safe. Let delivery drivers not be harmed. Let every stranger who steps on their porch feel the presence of God. Let demons tremble and flee from the doorstep. Cover them, Lord. I lift up every voice raised in praise within the family. Let it be louder than complaints. Let thanksgiving be their weapon. Let testimonies rise like incense in that household. Cover them, Lord. Let family traditions be holy. Let celebrations be safe. Let vacations be restful and protected. Let the car not break down. Let the hotel be covered. Let the return home be smooth and uneventful. Cover them, Lord. Every flight they take, cover it. Every vehicle they enter, shield it. Every conversation they hold, let it be guarded. Let no word spoken in the family bring death. Only life, life, life. Cover them, Lord. My brother, my sister, I need you to lift your hands right now and believe this with me. Your family is not forgotten. Your prayers are not in vain. Your tears are not wasted. God has heard you. Even when it feels like heaven is silent, the angels are moving. And right here, right now, you're not alone. We are going to call down heaven together. So say it out loud. Lord, cover my family. You may be the only one in your family praying, but you're not praying in vain. Your voice is opening portals. Your cry is shaking strongholds. Your faith is pulling blessings down that your entire bloodline will benefit from. Say it again with fire in your belly. Lord, cover my family. You, yes, you, the one tired of being strong for everybody, the one who smiles so others don't see you're breaking. God sees you. And because you've chosen to pray even in exhaustion, he's about to cover your family with uncommon protection. Say it boldly. Lord, cover my family. Child of God, I know you're afraid of what tomorrow might bring, but your family doesn't walk into tomorrow alone. The commander of heaven's armies goes before you. Every demon that had plans for today is being rerouted and rebuked. Declare it with me now. Lord, cover my family. Yes, I'm talking to you, the one with a son you're worried about, the one with a daughter who's slipping away, the one who hasn't spoken to their siblings in years. God is going to restore, reconnect, and redeem what was lost. Lift your hands and declare, Lord, cover my family. That argument from last night, that tension in the kitchen, that silence in the bedroom, it's not the end of your story. God is walking into that house right now. He's softening hearts, breaking pride, releasing peace. Say it again, Lord, cover my family. You may not come from a perfect family, but listen to me, you were born to create a new legacy. The pain stops with you. The dysfunction ends with you. The future changes through you. Affirm it now, not with fear, but with faith. Lord, cover my family. Even if your family is scattered across cities, countries, or continents, there's no distance in the spirit. God can protect your mother in one country and your brother in another at the same time. He's not limited. He's not confused. He's covering all of you. Say it with trust. Lord, cover my family. You've been fighting silent battles, and you wonder if your family will ever know peace. But I speak prophetically over your life. A new day is dawning. Storms are passing. Light is coming. Say it with me like a warrior. Lord, cover my family. That child in your house who's acting out. They're not rebellious. They're in pain. So don't just discipline them. Cover them. Speak life over them. Pray over their pillow. God is moving behind the scenes. Declare it now. Lord, cover my family. Maybe you're a newlywed trying to build something different. Maybe you're a widow trying to stay strong for your children. Maybe you're single and your family doesn't understand your path. Whoever you are, God is still writing your story. And he will protect every chapter. Say it with confidence. Lord, cover my family. Speak it over your kitchen, over your living room, over every hallway. Anoint the door frames. Lay your hands on your fridge. Bless the chairs. Let no weapon formed against your home prosper. Say it again. Lord, cover my family. You are not praying from weakness. You are praying from position. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You have access. You have authority. Speak it like a child of the King. Lord, cover my family. Don't worry if they don't believe yet. Don't stress if they don't pray like you do. It only takes one person in the family with fire, and you are the one. You are the gateway for glory. Say it boldly. Lord, cover my family.
Your prayers are like oil dripping into cracks, softening hearts, preparing ground. Even the cousin you've given up on, even the sister who curses God, they are not unreachable. Speak this as a seed of faith. Lord, cover my family. You might feel small, unheard, unimportant, but in the spirit realm you are known. Your name is registered. Your tears are documented. Heaven takes your intercession seriously, so rise up, child of God, and say it again. Lord, cover my family. Even your finances, yes, the bills piling up, the unexpected expenses, the fear of not having enough. God sees it. He is your provider. He doesn't just bless individuals. He blesses households. Declare prosperity over your home. Lord, cover my family. Let no sickness survive in your family's body. Let no plague settle under your roof. Let no spirit of infirmity take up space. Call it out and cast it down. Say it again and again. Lord, cover my family.
Father, I lift up my voice to you this morning, not for myself alone, but for your children, for your sons and daughters, those who rise with weary hearts and silent fears, those who smile on the outside but scream for help on the inside. I cry out, not in formality, not in routine, but in desperation, Father, protect them today. Protect them as they wake. Protect them as they dress. Protect them as they step out. Protect them as they face this world again. Father, there is danger in this world. Real danger. We are not ignorant, Lord, but we are not afraid either. Because you are still God. You are still faithful. You are still watching over us like the roaring lion of Judah. So I cry to you, go with your children today. Go before them. Go behind them. Stand beside them. Let no evil touch them. God, protect them everywhere they go. Lord, today I stand in the gap for every mother, every father, every teenager, every elder, every child, for the student walking into uncertain spaces, for the worker in a dangerous city, for the one driving long hours, for the one home alone. Cover them, Jesus. Wrap them in fire. Seal them in blood. Build walls that hell cannot break. Father, you said you would give your angels charge over us. So today we call on that promise. We ask for a release of angels, armies of them, to escort your children into peace. Angels on the highways, angels in stairwells, angels in elevators, angels in hospitals, angels where they shop, where they walk, where they sleep. Send them now, God. God, protect them everywhere they go. I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, over their cars, over their homes, over their children, over their hands, over their footsteps. Lord, don't let any plan of the enemy succeed. Not today, not this morning, not this night, not ever. Block every ambush, cancel every setup, abort every demonic timeline that was never meant for them. Some of them are walking into situations right now that they don't even know are dangerous. But, you know, Lord, you see what they cannot see. So I ask you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, divert them, delay them, hide them, rescue them. Let the car not start if it needs to be delayed. Let the bus break down if it needs to save their life. Let divine detours redirect every moment that leads to destruction. God, protect them everywhere they go. I pray for their hearts, Lord. Some are bold in body but broken in soul. Some wear strength on their face but fear in their chest. Today I ask you to protect them from emotional collapse, protect them from mental breakdowns, protect them from suicidal thoughts and silent panic. Let peace flood their minds like a mighty river. Let calm overtake the chaos. Cover the ones who live in violence. Cover the ones who sleep in fear. Cover the ones who hide their tears from their children. Cover the ones who feel too ashamed to ask for prayer. Cover the ones who are too tired to keep believing. And even when they don't know how to cry out, Lord, let this prayer fight for them. God, protect them everywhere they go. Father, I ask you for supernatural sensitivity today. Let your spirit whisper warnings in their ears. Let them feel uncomfortable around wrong places and wrong people. Give them divine discernment. Let them recognize traps. Let them avoid gossip. Let them sense danger in the spirit before it manifests in the natural. If the invitation is not from you, let them miss it. If the meeting isn't blessed, let it be cancelled. If the friend is a snake, let them be exposed. If the deal is a scam, let it collapse. Preserve their purity. Protect their innocence. Guard their character. God, protect them everywhere they go. Father, today I pray especially for the ones who've already been through too much. The ones who've been betrayed. The ones who buried loved ones. The ones who walk through grief like a fog. The ones who whisper, God, if you really protected me, why did I go through that? Speak to them, Lord. Not through my voice, but through the Holy Spirit. Remind them that your protection doesn't mean the absence of storms. It means survival in them. It means the flood didn't drown them. The fire didn't burn them. The valley didn't swallow them. The grave didn't hold them. The trauma didn't destroy them. They're still here because you kept them. God, protect them everywhere they go. Lord, I lift up their children to you. I cover the sons and the daughters. I cover the infants and the teenagers. I cover the ones away at school. I cover the ones who've gone astray. Place your hand on them, Lord. Let no bullet, no sickness, no bad influence, no demonic voice find them today. Let them be surrounded by light, even in a dark world. Let them rise with wisdom and sleep with peace. I pray for the mother who's worried, for the father who feels helpless, for the grandparent raising a child with tears, for the one doing their best, but feeling like it's not enough. Reassure them, Father, that you are standing in the gaps they cannot fill, that when they leave their house, when their children step onto that school bus, when their back is turned, you are still watching, you are still guarding, you are still in control. God, protect them everywhere they go. And Lord, I weep for the ones fighting battles nobody sees, the quiet warriors, the ones who cry in showers, the ones who smile in pain, the ones who serve others while feeling empty themselves. Father, send help, send strength, send reminders that they are not forgotten, that they are not weak for needing you, that needing protection is not a sign of failure, it's a sign of sonship. We are your children, and children run to their father when they are afraid. So today, Lord, we run to you. We run to the rock that is higher than us. We run to the arms that never close. We run to the presence that never fades. We run into protection that never fails. God, protect them everywhere they go. Father, look at the ones walking into workplaces where they are targeted, the ones in toxic environment, the ones working with backstabbers and gossipers, the ones surrounded by jealousy and quiet sabotage. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Let every tongue that rises in judgment be silenced. Let every scheme crumble before it even begins. Let favor be their shield. Let integrity be their banner. Let your spirit walk with them like a secret weapon guiding, whispering, delivering, elevating. God, protect them everywhere they go. I lift up those traveling today on highways, on airplanes, on trains, on motorbikes, or walking. Lord, no collision, no engine failure, no wrong turn, no misstep, no freak accident. Let every mode of travel become holy ground because you are present in the vehicle. You are the unseen driver. You are the divine co-pilot. I ask you to protect their homes in their absence. Let no break-in happen. Let no fire start. Let no tragedy sneak through. May their homes be guarded by heavenly warriors until they return. And when they return, may they return in joy with nothing missing and nothing broken. God, protect them everywhere they go. Now, Father, I ask boldly, not just for protection from outside attacks, but for protection from themselves, from bad decisions, from rushed emotions, from toxic cycles, from the temptation to self-sabotage. Yes, Lord, protect them from the enemy within, from the voice that says, you're not good enough, from the trauma that repeats in their head, from the urge to give up, from the bitterness that poisons love, from the habits that lead to destruction. Remind them of who they are, chosen, anointed, called, covered, not just survivors, but conquerors, not just children, but heirs of the kingdom. God, protect them everywhere they go. I cover their finances today too. Let no fraud drain them. Let no scam find them. Let no unexpected crisis steal what they've worked for. Let their giving be multiplied. Let their needs be met. Let supernatural provision find them, like manna in the desert. Let the windows of heaven open over their household. Father, I even ask you for protection from delay, the kind of delay that derails destiny, the kind of distraction that steals focus, the kind of relationships that detour their calling. Keep them on track, keep them on fire, keep them in alignment. Let today move them forward, not backward. God, protect them everywhere they go. And when the sun sets, when the day closes, when the work is done, protect their sleep. No night terrors, no spiritual attacks, no anxiety dreams, no midnight dread. Let their bed be a sanctuary. Let their pillow be soaked in peace. Let their home be guarded by angels on every wall. Let their rest be sweet. Let their heart be still. Let them sleep, knowing they are safe. And if they wake in the middle of the night, let their first thought be, God, protect them everywhere they go. And Father, if anyone hears this prayer and doesn't believe it because they've been hurt, because they've seen too much, because they feel forgotten, I pray you touch their heart today. Let something unexplainable remind them that you are still God. Let divine protection follow them so closely they won't be able to deny it. Let them say, I almost went there, but something stopped me. I missed that call, and thank God I did. I don't know how I got out of that, but somehow I made it. Because that somehow is always you. God protect them everywhere they go. I seal this prayer in fire. I seal this prayer in blood. I seal this prayer in the holy, undefeated name of Jesus Christ, the Lion and the Lamb, the resurrection and the life, the one who conquered death and lives forever. And I declare with boldness, with confidence, with gratitude, God protects them everywhere they go. Amen and amen. Father, we are not blind to the reality of spiritual warfare. Lord, this world is not just physical, it is spiritual. And while your children walk through it, there are traps being set in silence. There are whispers in the dark. There are plots being stirred in secret. But we come to you, the God who sees everything, and we say, shine your light on every shadow. Interrupt every dark plan. Dismantle every demonic trap before they fall into it. God protect them everywhere they go. Lord, not all enemies are loud. Some are smiling, some are silent, some are close, some are in the inner circle. Some call them friend, but hide envy. Some offer help with hidden harm behind their back. But Father, you are the revealer of hearts. You expose the Judas at the table. You expose the Delilah in disguise. You expose the Haman plotting near the king. So I ask you now, in the mighty name of Jesus, expose them, every fake friend, every two-faced companion, every hidden betrayer. Expose them before they strike. Separate them before they sabotage. Let their schemes unravel before they can act. God protect them everywhere they go. Let their ears be sharp in the spirit today. Let your children pick up on things they used to ignore. Let their discernment be razor sharp. No more entertaining snakes unknowingly. No more welcoming witches dressed in kindness. No more sitting with people assigned to drain and destroy. Protect them from manipulation. Protect them from seduction. Protect them from spiritual abuse. Protect them from emotional control. Let your children rise with boldness and walk away from anything you didn't send. God protect them everywhere they go. I pray now for those who are surrounded yet lonely, surrounded by many but feeling misunderstood. Father, guard their hearts from loneliness that leads them to dangerous connections. Let them not settle for fake love. Let them not compromise to feel accepted. Remind them they are already loved, already chosen, already accepted in the Beloved. Don't let their vulnerability become a doorway for the enemy. Don't let their fatigue cause them to entertain what's not of you. Don't let their unanswered prayers make them listen to a counterfeit voice. Let your whisper be louder than the lie. Let your comfort be stronger than their craving. Let your spirit be closer than their pain. God protect them everywhere they go. Lord, I come against witchcraft and dark agendas. I cancel every hex. I break every curse. I renounce every spoken word from bitter lips and jealous tongues. I silence every voice in the realm of the spirit that speaks against their destiny. Let no chant, no ritual, no evil altar stand against the fire of God that surrounds them. Let every monitoring spirit lose its sight. Let every cursed object burn. Let every spell reverse and return to sender in the name of Jesus. Your word says, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. So even now I pray, let the weapon malfunction. Let the weapon misfire. Let the weapon turn against the one who made it. God protect them everywhere they go. Lord, I pray for the ones who are walking into warfare they don't even know about. The ones whose names are being slandered in secret. The ones whose jobs are being targeted. The ones whose relationships are being tested. Father, you are their defender. You are their advocate. You are their judge and their justifier. Speak for them where they cannot speak. Defend them where they cannot defend themselves. Fight for them when they are too weary to lift a sword. Let favor silence accusation. Let truth expose every lie. Let peace flood every courtroom, every boardroom, every family room, wherever conflict is trying to rise. God protect them everywhere they go. And now, Father, I pray for the dreamers, the visionaries, the builders, the ones carrying something from you. Lord, the enemy wants to frustrate their assignment, to make them give up before they launch, to distract them with people, problems, and petty warfare. But I cry to you now, protect their calling, cover their creativity, guard their anointing, secure their steps. Don't let them be so battle-worn that they abandon the very thing you told them to birth. Don't let delay discourage them. Don't let criticism cripple them. Don't let envy derail them. Don't let compromise defile what you gave them in purity. God, protect them everywhere they go. I pray over their voices today. Let no word they speak backfire. Let no declaration they make be stolen by the enemy. Let their words carry weight. Let their prayers shake realms. Let their praise confuse the adversary. Let songs rise from their lips like swords. Let decrees leave their mouths like arrows dipped in fire. Let their worship become warfare. Let their intercession tear holes in the enemy's camp. God, protect them everywhere they go. And Father, when they are attacked, and they will be, because we know the devil doesn't like the anointed, when the attack comes, don't let it break them. Let it build them. Let it backfire. Let it push them closer to you. Let them outlive the lie. Let them outlast the attack. Let them outshine the storm. Let their scars become stories. Let their pain become power. Let their testimony be, I went through fire, but I didn't burn. I went through water, but I didn't drown. God, protect them everywhere they go. I come against spiritual exhaustion, the kind that makes them numb to prayer, the kind that makes them too tired to believe, the kind that says, just survive and don't expect more. Father, revive their fire, stir the embers in their belly, shake them awake in the spirit, put steel in their spine. Let them remember that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in them. They are not helpless, they are not victims, they are not abandoned, they are covered, they are protected, they are sealed by the blood of Jesus. God, protect them everywhere they go. Now, Lord, I ask you, don't just protect their body, protect their name, protect their reputation, protect their legacy. Let their name be clean in rooms they've never entered. Let their integrity speak louder than gossip. Let their excellence drown out every whisper of slander. And if anyone rises to destroy what they've built, let them fail publicly. Let shame cover their devices. Let confusion ruin their plans. Let your justice be undeniable. God, protect them everywhere they go. Finally, Father, I pray for redirection. If they're heading towards something you didn't ordain, redirect them. If they're trusting someone you didn't send, redirect them. If they're about to say yes to the wrong thing, redirect them. Let a holy interruption break in. Let divine confusion scatter the wrong path. Let supernatural delay protect their purpose. God, protect them everywhere they go. And Lord, let this very day be marked by divine evidence. Let signs, wonders, and favor follow your children today. Let supernatural peace be their companion. Let heaven back them with power. And may every demonic agenda be shut down, every wicked word fall flat, every enemy of their progress be stopped, every attacker be disarmed by the presence of Almighty God, because God, protect them everywhere they go. God, protect them everywhere they go. God, protect them everywhere they go. I pray this in the name of the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, the Lord of Hosts, the one who never loses a battle, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Amen and amen and amen. Father, you are the God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Silver and gold belong to you, and nothing is too hard for you. So today I come before you, not with begging lips, but with boldness, not with doubt, but with unshakable faith. And I lift up your children's finances to you. Lord, protect their money, protect the little they have, protect the much they have, protect what's in their pockets, their purses, their bank accounts, their businesses, their salaries, their savings, their secret stashes, and their seed. God, protect them everywhere they go. Father, I come against the devourer today, the one who comes to steal, to drain, to frustrate, to empty their hands. I rebuke unexpected debt. I rebuke sudden emergencies. I rebuke fraud and financial traps in the name of Jesus. Where there was leakage, seal it now. Where there was lack, fill it now. Where there was fear, replace it with supernatural faith. Let their finances be covered by heaven's economy. Let their giving be multiplied. Let their obedience be rewarded. Let their stewardship be noticed by the King of Glory. God, protect them everywhere they go. Lord, some of them are living paycheck to paycheck, trying to hold it together while the bills scream louder than their prayers. Some are in debt, drowning in interest and overdue notices. Some are up to their necks in stress because they're trying to provide for a family, trying to keep the lights on, trying to be strong for everybody else. But Abba, you see, you know, you care. So I cry out, intervene, Jehovah Jireh. Step in. Provide in a way only you can. Let favor locate them. Let discounts and debt forgiveness locate them. Let open doors swing wide without manipulation. Let divine deposits hit their hands with no sorrow attached. God protect them everywhere they go. I lift up business owners to you, those running small businesses, family shops, online ventures, street hustles. Father, breathe on their efforts. Don't let their work be in vain. Let customers come. Let contracts flow. Let partnerships align. Let their name be spoken in rooms where they've never stepped foot. Where there has been delay, accelerate. Where there has been drought, send the rain. Where there has been resistance, release a breakthrough. God, God, protect them everywhere they go. Lord, I pray for supernatural wisdom with money. Let your children not just make money, teach them how to multiply it. Let them not fall for get-rich-quick traps. Let them not hand over what you've given to swindlers. Let them not tie their destiny to desperate decisions. Give them eyes to see opportunity, divine ideas that solve problems, open doors and bring legacy. And if the enemy has sent wolves in sheep's clothing, business partners with deceit in their hearts, romantic ties with hidden motives, manipulative friendships rooted in greed, expose it now, God. Don't let your children be robbed by what looks like help. Let discernment cancel every financial connection not ordained by you. God, protect them everywhere they go. Father, there are those who give and give and give, yet feel like nothing's returning. They tithe, they sow, they help family, they bless others, but feel empty in return. Father, don't let them grow weary in well-doing. Remind them harvest is still coming, and when it comes, it will be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Reward the cheerful giver, honor the sacrificial sower, surprise the secret blesser, bless the one who gave even when they were in need themselves. God, protect them everywhere they go. I pray for financial restoration today. Every opportunity that was stolen, bring it back with interest. Every door that was slammed, open a better one. Every no that devastated them, replace it with a yes dipped in glory. Let this be the season where money doesn't just come but stays, where wisdom doesn't just enter but remains, where peace doesn't just visit but dwells in their finances. God, protect them everywhere they go. I cover their jobs, Lord. Let no layoff come near them. Let no demotion touch them. Let their hands be valuable. Let their name carry weight. Let their efforts be seen. And for those who have been overlooked for promotion, overlooked for recognition, raise up someone who sees them. Let HR notice them. Let managers highlight them. Let boards approve them. Let divine favor bring them forward. God, protect them everywhere they go. Lord, I lift up those who are unemployed. They've applied. They've waited. They've been told, we'll call you. They've been told, you're not a fit. But you are the door that no man can shut. So open doors now, Abba. Let jobs chase them down. Let callbacks come today. Let resumes rise to the top of the pile. Let one yes erase years of rejection. You are the God of sudden shifts. So shift them into harvest. Shift them into placement. Shift them into provision. God, protect them everywhere they go. I lift up parents who feel overwhelmed by financial pressure, the ones buying food before paying rent, the ones sending children to school without enough, the ones who sacrifice silently. Let provision meet them at the point of their silent tears. Let there be divine transfers. Let strangers sow. Let unexpected refunds show up. Let help come from unlikely places, because when the righteous cry out, you answer, and you are answering now. God, protect them everywhere they go. Father, protect their inheritance, protect their legacy, protect their children's future. Let them not just survive, let them leave wealth behind. Let them leave wisdom, resources, property, testimonies, and glory for generations to come. Break every curse of financial struggle. End every generational cycle of poverty. Let wealth flow through their family line like oil from heaven. God, protect them everywhere they go. And God, protect their contentment too. In a world of comparison and endless pressure, don't let them ruin their peace-chasing status. Don't let them trade integrity for popularity. Don't let them burn out trying to impress people who don't matter. Let them rest in the rhythm of grace. Let them walk with open hands, not clenched fists. Let them remember Jehovah is their portion and He is enough. God, protect them everywhere they go. So now, Father, this day, let favor fall like rain. Let provision spring up from unexpected soil. Let testimonies of miracle money flood their phones. Let calls come through. Let approved emails show up. Let new contracts and unexpected blessings chase them down. Let the heavens agree. Let the earth respond. Let the angels activate. Let the devourer be rebuked. Because I know this one thing to be true. God, protect them everywhere they go. God, provide for them in ways they never imagined. God, preserve everything they work for and bless the works of their hands. I release this prayer with fire. I release it with faith. I release it in the matchless, mighty, miracle-working name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Sustainer. And I declare with joy and conviction, God protect them everywhere they go. Amen and amen and amen. Children of God, my brothers and sisters in Christ, my family in the faith, I want you to hear me this morning and hear me well, because this right here is not just a prayer. It's not just a routine. This is your reminder. This is your fire. This is your shield. We've been crying out to God, yes, but now I speak to you. You, the one sitting in your car right now. You, the one brushing your child's hair this morning. You, the one listening with tears in your eyes, wondering, God, when is peace going to find my home? Listen to me. God, protect me everywhere I go. Say it with me. God, protect me everywhere I go. Because you need to know that God's protection is not just for the outside, not just for the highways and the offices and the hospitals. It's for your home. It's for your family. It's for the place where you lay your head. Let me ask you, what's the use of having peace in the streets if there's war in your living room? No, that's not your portion. So today I came to speak into your household. I came to declare that peace is moving in. I came to announce that strife is moving out. I came to tell every family listening, your home is about to feel heaven again. Can I get an amen wherever you are? Yes, lift your voice and say, God protect me everywhere I go. Now I want you to do something bold. Put your hand on your chest right now. Yes, right there. And speak this out loud with fire in your belly. My home belongs to God. My house is covered. My family is not up for negotiation. The devil cannot have what God gave me. And say it again, God protect me everywhere I go. You see, some of you are fighting battles inside your own walls, tension in the marriage, silence between siblings, disrespect from the children. Or maybe it's just heaviness thick in the air. You feel it, don't you? You walk into the kitchen and it's like something is off. But today we draw the line in the spirit. No more walking on eggshells in your own house. No more fear of arguments exploding. No more crying alone in the bathroom while everyone else pretends not to notice. Enough is enough. Peace is not a wish. Peace is a promise. And you're allowed to have peace. Say it again. God protect me everywhere I go. Now listen, I don't care how long the dysfunction has been there. I don't care how long you've been sweeping it under the rug. Today we flip the rug over, shake the whole thing out, and we let the Holy Spirit clean house. If you're married, I speak restoration over your marriage. If you're raising children, I speak wisdom into your parenting. If you're single and living with family, I speak boundaries and respect. And if you live alone, I speak companionship from the Holy Spirit that fills every room. But hear me, peace doesn't just mean silence. Peace means harmony. Peace means safety. Peace means you don't have to flinch when someone comes through the door. You are not a prisoner in your own house. Say it louder. God protect me everywhere I go. Let me go deeper now. There are spirits that want to sit comfortably in your house. Spirits of anger, spirits of manipulation, spirits of confusion and depression. But you, child of God, you have authority. You don't need a title. You don't need a microphone. You don't need holy oil from Jerusalem. All you need is your faith and your voice. Open your mouth in your house and say, not here, not in my house. This home is under the blood. This living room belongs to Jesus. My bedroom is a sanctuary of rest. God protect me everywhere I go. You are the gatekeeper of your home, not Netflix, not the neighbors, not the atmosphere. You. So today, I declare, let every spirit not sent by God be evicted. Let every object that carries darkness be exposed. Let every word curse that was spoken under your roof be cancelled. Because where God dwells, darkness cannot. Say it again, God protect me everywhere I go. Now let me talk to the parents. I know you're tired. I know you're praying over your kids and still wondering if they're hearing you. I know some of you are watching your children change before your eyes and it breaks your heart. But hear me today, you're not powerless, your prayers don't expire, your authority is still in place, and God still has his hand on your child. So don't stop declaring, my children are protected. My children will serve the Lord. My children will not die prematurely. My child will not be lost to the streets, to drugs, to confusion, to rebellion. God protect me everywhere I go. And when you tuck them in at night, or even if they're already grown and far away, speak under your breath, cover them, Lord. I might not be there, but you are. Because we serve a God who never sleeps, a God who guards, who sees, who whispers warnings, who fights battles while we rest. And child of God, he's doing it for you too. Some of you are the only light in your house, the only one praying, the only one believing, the only one holding on to hope. And I want you to know, Heaven sees you. Heaven honors you. Heaven is backing you up. So stand tall. Walk through that door like you own it. Light up the kitchen when you speak. Let your prayers shift the hallway. Let your worship break tension before it speaks. Because God protect me everywhere I go. So now, my brothers and sisters, I speak this over you with fire in my bones and love in my heart. May your home be a place of healing. May your home be a place of joy. May your home be a place of laughter, of growth, of grace. May your home be the place where your soul can breathe again. No more walking around afraid of your own people. No more hiding your truth. No more spiritual clutter. God protect me everywhere I go. Say it until you believe it. Say it until it echoes through your house. Say it until hell gets nervous and heaven gets louder. God protect me everywhere I go. God protect me everywhere I go. God protect me everywhere I go. Amen and amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, listen to me loud and clear. When you step out that door, whether it's for work, school, errands, appointments, or just to breathe for a moment, you are not stepping out alone. You hear me? I said, you are not alone. God goes with you. The Spirit of God walks with you. His angels surround you like a military escort, and that's why you've got to wake up, get dressed, and declare with your chest, God protect me everywhere I go. Say it again like you mean it. God protect me everywhere I go. Now I want to talk about what's waiting outside your house, because we all know the outside world doesn't play fair. There are things out there you can see and things you cannot. There are people who smile but carry poison in their hearts. There are places that feel normal but are spiritually loaded. There are environments charged with tension, anxiety, witchcraft, confusion. But you, child of God, are covered. Say it again, God protect me everywhere I go. When you step into the workplace, there are politics, there are power plays, there are backstabbers and gossipers. But listen to me, you are not just clocking in, you're carrying presence. Your desk is not ordinary, your chair is not random. Your footsteps are divine appointments. When you enter a room, heaven enters with you. They may try to trap you. They may try to discredit you. They may try to exclude you, but they cannot stop what God has put on your name. Say it, God protect me everywhere I go. You might walk into a store, a bank, a bus, a meeting room, a crowded hallway, but let me tell you something, evil cannot touch what God has sealed. Accidents cannot take what God has ordered. Bullets cannot break through the armor of the Most High. You will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. You will not be caught in a crossfire. You will not be a casualty of chaos. Your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. You're wrapped in Psalm 91, even when you're out in the open. God protect me everywhere I go. I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Let's go deeper. To the woman walking alone, you're not walking alone. To the man commuting late at night, you're not riding solo. To the student navigating crowds, heaven is your security team. To the person moving to a new city, walking into a new job, traveling to unknown spaces, God is already there. There is no out of range in God's protection. There is no too far in His reach. Wherever you go, He is already waiting. God protect me everywhere I go. And let's talk about public places, supermarkets, airports, malls, events. We live in a time where anything can happen anywhere. But guess what? You don't walk in fear. You walk in faith. You don't say, what if something happens? You say, even if it does, God's got me. You've got a covering that the world cannot cancel. You've got angels that don't need sleep. You've got the blood of Jesus speaking for you, louder than gunshots, louder than sirens, louder than danger. So every time you buckle your seatbelt, every time you step on the street, every time you swipe your ID card, say it. God protect me everywhere I go. Listen to me, some of you are walking into enemy territory and don't even know it. You're going to places where not everyone likes you. You're working beside people who want your downfall. You're stepping into rooms where spirits don't agree with your presence. But that's why you carry power. You don't need to shout. You don't need to prove anything. Just show up with your spirit full and your armor on. You don't just walk into rooms. You shift atmospheres. You disturb demons. You make darkness uncomfortable. Because the moment you arrive, the kingdom of God enters. And every devil has to get nervous. So say it boldly, God protect me everywhere I go. And if something tries to rise up against you, a fight, a false accusation, an unexpected incident, your covering will speak for you. God will confuse the enemy's plan, muzzle the accuser, redirect the chaos, and turn the entire situation into a testimony. Say it again, God protect me everywhere I go. Let me speak to you right now. If you've ever said, I don't like being out there, it's dangerous, or I don't trust anyone, or I don't feel safe when I'm alone, I hear you, I get it. But fear does not lead you, faith does. You are not defenseless, you are not exposed. You don't just have pepper spray or alarms. You've got the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every power must bow. Every bullet must miss. Every trap must fail. Every attacker must flee. God protect me everywhere I go. So tomorrow, next week, or whenever you step out with confidence, step out with joy, step out with your head high and your spirit even higher. Because wherever you go, mercy follows you, favor follows you, protection surrounds you, power walks with you, grace rides beside you, and glory goes ahead of you. One more time, lift your voice with boldness and declare, God protect me everywhere I go, God protect me everywhere I go, God protect me everywhere I go, and it is so. Amen.